Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny and Rihanna Show. This is Rihanna Emanuel Pena, Danny's wife, and Danny Pena, my husband, is off doing business things, so you get a solo episode from me today. And what are we going to talk about? Resources. One of the things that we knew we needed when we went to start our business was help. Even if you've done entrepreneurship or freelance work before, it's always good to have help. And one of the things that I love to share is when I find a really good resource that can help other people out. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Small Business Development Center. No, this isn't sponsored or anything. They're actually a free service, and they did not pay me to talk about them. But they've been so instrumental in our setting up our company and getting through a couple of those early challenges that we experienced. And I just want other people to have that resource too, because honestly, every little bit really does help, especially at the beginning. So without further ado, let me switch over to the screen grab. So if you're looking for a small business development center, my suggestion is to head over to a Google search. For us, there is the one in Southern California and several different offices here. What you can do is actually go to sba.gov, and they will help you find a place local to you. So I'm going to speak a little bit more specifically about the services available here in Southern California, but this is a nationwide resource for anybody in the United States. So please try to find one that makes the most sense for your location. Look for one in your area and go with that. This is what the website looks like. And they have a few introductory paragraphs here explaining what an SBDC does. Long story short, they help small businesses get off the ground. They can give you all kinds of support depending on what you need. And it doesn't matter if you're an incorporated or if you're an LLC or any kind of structure, they can help. What they specialize in is filling in gaps where you don't already have something taken care of. So for us, for instance, setting up our company was really, really challenging because it's just myself and Danny, and neither of us had put together a corporation before. Things we needed help with were legal. We needed some tax advice. We needed some help figuring out how to navigate all of the different forms you have to fill out for not only the state of California, but the city of Los Angeles. It can get pretty complicated, and we had help every step of the way, which was really nice. And if you're looking for a place in your area, you can just put in wherever your zip code is, and they will find a center that makes the most sense for you. Now, you may be asking, okay, this sounds really cool, but I don't quite understand how they can help me. Let me show you. This is California's SBDC site, and I'm going to scroll down here and show you a little bit more details about what they offer. They do a great job of highlighting some of the things that they provide. They give you a starting point based on where you are in your business, whether you're expanding, whether you're starting off fresh, or you just have one specific thing you need help with. They have lots of things you can read, and then, of course, ways to get in touch. But I'm actually going to go back up to the top here and click this Get Help button. So here's where you start to see some of the trainings they offer. And there are so many. When I tell you, there's literally a list of things that we went to our intake officer with, and she just checked off every single one of them, knocked them out, and it made it so, so simple for us to fill in the gaps we had. It was such a weight off of our shoulders, and we knew we weren't missing anything or doing anything wrong, because that can honestly be so costly, both time-wise and financially, for a new business just starting out, or even if you're adding to a current business that you've already set up. There are so many things you have to do and lots of ways to get tripped up. So it's really good to have somebody that's just watching your back, and they know all of the recent changes to different tax codes or laws, and they can advise you as you're going along. things we talked about with our rep were our business plan, our market analysis and competitive assessment. We talked about how we want to do our books, if we needed a CPA or a tax lawyer. They assigned us a lawyer to look over our contracts and our invoices to help make sure that we weren't missing anything. They even helped us save money by not paying somebody else to fill out a specific form for LA tax purposes and just showed us how to do it on our own. It was honestly such a godsend. If you need SEO help, if you've got this, you know, really crazy business structure that you want to sort out, if you need help hiring people or advertising or figuring out where you want to build your physical space and get help with leases, like, they can literally do anything you need help with. You just have to ask. And once again, all of this was free. Now, before anybody gets the wrong idea, yes, this is paid for with taxpayer dollars. So no, it doesn't come out of magical fairy dust and at no cost to anybody ever. But the whole reason why I want to share this resource, and specifically for people who are trying their own thing and getting out for the first time starting a business, is that you've already invested in this. If you live in this area and you use this service, it's something that everyone around you contributed to support. So you should use it, right? Okay, let me get off the soapbox. Back to the information. So some of the things that they offer are workshops, and I just wanted to show how cool these are, because I've been to a couple and I've learned so much from them. And again, if you can work it into your schedule, this is such great free learning that is honestly invaluable to people who really just feel on their own and like they don't have anybody else to collaborate with or help support them. And it's really nice to come into these seminars and maybe find an accountability partner or somebody that you can swap resources with. It's a great way to build that network and that community. So a few of the ones that are here, we'll just go through. This is my actual account. So you see here, I'm signed in. This is DNR Media Consulting. And this is what it looks like for the Pacific Coast Regional chapter of SBDC here in California. And as you can see, there's no fee for most of these meetings. But there's one that talks about how to do your taxes when you're self-employed. Another one here for restaurant permits and licenses. Building your financial stability. If you need a loan, how to go about making that decision and figuring out your next steps. Helping you figure out balance sheets. If you want to buy a franchise, they got a spot for you there. Even help with buying insurance for your company. Like, they really just take care of everything. They do a great job of covering all of these bases and more. And I can't say enough good things about it. It's honestly one of the reasons why I have felt so confident in Danny and I starting DNR Media and how we've been able to stay afloat. Things are fantastic. And if we didn't have such a great start with so much support, I don't think I could say the same. And there are so many other resources out there as well. My point is, if you are excited about an idea or project or a business and you're feeling like, I can't do this alone, you're not. There are resources out there. The Small Business Development Center is one that I would highly recommend and vouch for, especially in California, especially in the PCR region. They have fantastic people working there who really, really care about making small businesses successful. For as long as this is available, we should really be taking advantage of it. Now, I know I can get a little bit preachy and overexcited when people say they want to try things out or start off on a new venture on their own, but the reason is because I've done it and I'm so much happier. And maybe I'll go back to full time someday in the future, but for right now, for our family, for the lives we want to live, being a business owner has really made everything I've ever wanted possible. And that's all I want for everybody out there. Just living your dreams and making the world a better place with whatever talent and love you have to share. And with that, it's a short one, but hopefully full of information that's useful to somebody out there. And yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Be good to each other. Bye.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.